From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The UN said Tuesday it had received reports of dozens of execution-type killings by the Islamic State group, including the deaths of 50 former police officers. It comes as Iraqi troops close in on Mosul. The allegations are preliminary and have come from a range of civilian and government sources, according to the United Nations Rights Office spokesman Rupert Colville. The reported atrocities were perpetrated by the jihadists between Wednesday and Sunday, while Iraqi forces advanced towards Mosul. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte lashed out at the United States again on Tuesday, saying he didn't want to start a fight with Washington and it could forget about a military agreement between both countries if he were to be in power longer. Duterte said he was against the presence of any foreign troops in his country and the United States could forget an enhanced defense cooperation agreement with the Philippines if he stayed longer. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a suicide attack that targeted a police training center in Pakistan that killed at least 60 recruits. This is the provincial government spokesman Anwar ul-Haq Kaka.
They were all unarmed trainees who were normally at that time of the night were either retiring to their bed or engaged with their smartphones or other phones in their private leisure time. So they took them by surprise.
On Tuesday, the Islamic State released pictures of the three attackers. A 70-year-old Australian man was jailed for 15 years Tuesday for sexually abusing Indonesian girls off the resort island of Bali after luring them to his house with promises of gifts. This is VOA News. Workers escorted by scores of French police officers moved into the jungle camp in Calais Tuesday, demolishing shacks and tents that had been emptied of migrants that were being bused to centers around France. They tore down wooden shacks and used earth-moving equipment to carry debris away from the sprawling camp. The United Nations has abandoned plans to evacuate patients from besieged, rebel-held East Aleppo, which it had hoped to accomplish during a three-day lull in fighting last week, blaming all parties to the conflict for obstructing efforts. Filippo Grandi is the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.
The Security Council continues to show no unity in responding to the crisis in Syria. And whilst the Security Council quarrels about what to say on the Syria situation, people in Syria continue to die.
Meanwhile, sophisticated NATO surveillance planes have flown their first mission in support of the U.S.-led coalition battling the Islamic State group. The alliance head, Jens Stoltenberg, spoke Tuesday ahead of a two-day defense ministers meeting in Brussels.
NATO provides direct support to the coalition. We have started to provide support with our surveillance planes, our AWACS planes, and the first flight took place last week on the 20th of October, and we will continue to provide AWACS support for the coalition.
Two women and two men were killed at a theme park in Australia, and witnesses describe how everyone was screaming after a raft apparently flipped on a water ride. The accident happened on the Thunder River Rapids ride at the Dream World Park. This is Queensland's police spokesman, Todd Reed.
One of the rides have sustained some sort of malfunction causing two people to be ejected from a ride. Another two people were caught inside the ride, two males and two females.
Investigators have yet to release the names and nationalities of the victims. Britain Tuesday gave Heathrow Airport the green light to build a new $22 billion runway. The project is one of the biggest infrastructure programs in Europe at £18 billion. The move ends 25 years of indecision. Researchers in Britain and New Zealand have found a potential new use for electronic cigarettes in smokers who want to give up controlling appetite and limiting weight gain that often comes with quitting. The information came in a review published in the journal Nicotine and Tobacco Research. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.